Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Alex, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to join you.
No doubt about it. So based on what we've heard today from Ryan Poles and then also Eberflus, what would you say are the biggest takeaways from what they shared with the media, if they shared anything, really?
Yeah, you know, Ryan Poles says he doesn't have a master plan for what to do with the number one overall pick and that there's hundreds of possibilities. But when you kind of sort through the tea leaves and listen to what they're saying about what they want in a quarterback, what they want to do with their future, et cetera, to me, it just kind of becomes more and more clear that Justin Fields will be traded and that they're going to draft a rookie quarterback. And that rookie quarterback is probably going to be Caleb Williams.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Where do you think that leaves Justin Fields, and what might that timeline look like, especially given that free agency starts on March 13th?
Sure. I still think Justin Fields can be a really good quarterback and probably a great quarterback in this league, right? He obviously has so much talent. The things he can do with his legs and his deep ball are spectacular. But for a variety of reasons, they did not work out in Chicago. So I think he probably goes somewhere, hopefully with an infrastructure that will help him succeed. That probably includes a strong run game, that probably includes several playmakers, and, you know, obviously good offensive line up front never hurt anybody. But in terms of timeline, I would expect it to be sooner rather than later, just because you kind of want to get out in front of the market, right? When free agency starts and quarterbacks start to move, teams come off the table, and if you can present the team with an opportunity, hey, Justin Fields is really solid. Look at all these great things he can do. And by the way, you can make sure that he's on your roster and he's going to be your guy moving forward right now. I think that the Bears probably want to strike sooner rather than later to take advantage of that opportunity.
Alex Shapiro is here with us on CBS Sports Radio, covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports. A lot of folks, naturally, aren't looking at the Chicago Bears' other pick. They also own the number 9 pick. When you think about the opportunity that's there, we know the Bears have a lot of holes, a lot of needs. You know, what might they do with that number 9 spot?
You know what? They could do so many different things, and that's what's so great about the Bears having the opportunity to not only have the number 1 pick, but also another top 10 pick. I mean, that's where you get into truly franchise-altering stuff. So you draft Caleb Williams, presumably number 1. If one of these top 3 wide receivers drops among, you know, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison's not going to drop, but, you know, Rome Odunze, one of those two guys drop. What better way to set up your rookie quarterback than by giving him not only DJ Moore, but another rookie phenom wide receiver? Or do you beef up that defense? Montez Sweat was so great, but I don't expect the Bears to re-sign Yannick Ngakoue. So you probably want another defensive end in the mix. You go with the best defensive end available, whether it's Leatu Latu or Dallas Turner or, you know, somebody else in that group. And then we also know that the Bears, you know, need a 3-tech, and the 3-tech, that defensive tackle position, is kind of the engine that makes things go. So maybe you go with a Johnny Newton. Or if a lot of players are still available, do you trade back? Try and recoup the second-round pick that you traded away to bring in Montez Sweat, and then, you know, is if Brock Bowers available, is another pass-catching option. So truly the possibilities are endless with that number 9 pick, and I don't really think there's a wrong answer for the Bears.
Well, Alex, you talk about the defense for the Chicago Bears and some of the free agents that they do have. We know that even when you get away from the defensive line and look at the backs, someone like Jalen Johnson, they have to figure out what's going to happen there. What could the rest of this offseason and free agency period look like for the Bears?
Yeah, so I think they're going to be looking at other teams and which players get tagged or don't get tagged. And they've still got a ton of cap space available. You know, they cut Eddie Jackson. They cut Cody Whitehair. They freed up some space, so they have room to spend. If a guy like Danielle Hunter becomes available, they could be a player on him. If, you know, Mike Evans or Antoine Winfield Jr. at the Bucks, right? The Bucks need to make a decision on who gets the tag, who gets an extension. If one of those guys falls through the cracks, could they spend on him? And then you mentioned Jalen Johnson. Ryan Poles has spoken definitively. Jalen Johnson isn't going anywhere. Today he actually sounded pretty optimistic that they could get a deal done. And, of course, he said we'd prefer to get a long-term deal done rather than using the franchise tag. None of that is surprising. That's what you expect a GM to say. But if they cannot reach an agreement, I would definitely expect the Bears to use that franchise tag on Jalen Johnson just because he is so good. He is in his prime. He is a big piece of this defense. So I bet the Bears find a way to ensure Jalen Johnson's on the team in 2024 at the very least.
Alex Shapiro is here with us, covers the Bears for NBC Sports Chicago. Matt Eberflus was on hand and spoke to the media today. There were a lot of thoughts that Matt Eberflus wouldn't necessarily even make it to the offseason as a Chicago Bears coach. You know, knowing that they're likely going to get a rookie quarterback in, how much rope does he have to help kind of usher in this next phase of the team?
You know, the Bears have maintained that their expectation is to win and to win now, and they want to see this team get better. That's a question that I actually posed to the Bears brass. Hey, if you saddle Matt Eberflus with a rookie quarterback, is there going to be any latitude with the win-loss record? And they basically said no. We believe that this team should be good enough next year, rookie quarterback or not, regardless of the quarterback situation, that they should take a step forward. So, you know, the wins and losses will be tracked for sure.
Well, we also know that Ryan Poles, this will be an opportunity for him to get his quarterback. The other Ryan selected this QB. So how does this look for him? And then what is Kevin Warren's role in this? He's been a pretty vocal, not in saying, oh, I want to love and keep Fields, but he's spoken positively about him.
Yeah, he has spoken positively about him, but, you know, it's not like they're going to rake Justin Fields over the coals if they try to trade him. You know, in any scenario, you don't want to throw your guy under the bus. So I would have been more surprised if he said nasty things about Justin Fields. But I do believe that this is going to be Ryan Poles' decision at the end of the day. Now, Poles does report to Warren. That's how the hierarchy goes. But if Poles goes to Kevin Warren and says, look, we just totally believe Caleb Williams is the guy. This is a once in a, you know, 5-year chance to get a quarterback like this. We have the number one draft. We have the draft pick. We have the number 9 pick. We can really build something with these pieces and trading Justin Fields and recouping more draft capital. I would be certain that Kevin Warren would sign off on that decision.
No, final question for you, Alex, on the way out. I appreciate your time. I don't expect a Houston-esque turnaround for the Chicago Bears, like we got with C.J. Stroud. What do you think is realistic for this team next season, given some of the holes that they have to patch up?
Well, I think they actually can contend more for the playoffs than they did last season, and they came on strong at the end of last year. You know, we talked so much about the Lions and their second-half turnaround and what that did for them heading into 2023. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears did something similar. I mean,
okay,
the tweaks that Matt Eberflus made on that defense were palpable, and there's no reason to think they'll change, right? I mean, Montez Sweat made such a huge difference. The pressure increased, the takeaways increased, and Flus's fingerprints were all over that. So you couple that with more talent that should be coming in, more guys and more continuity, and, you know, a new offensive coordinator who has earned praise for being super creative, who is a got experience play calling, things could come together, and I could see them pushing for a playoff spot.
Okay. Well, let's see sooner than later. Real interested to see how Caleb Williams kind of interacts with the city. Last question, what is the overall vibe in Chicago about selecting him? Are people really in favor of his selection, or are people still holding on to Fields?
Oh, man, what a loaded question. It honestly at times feels like civil war in the streets of Chicago when it comes out of Justin Fields. People are entrenched. You got your Fields guys, you got your Williams guys, and honestly, for the good of the city, we're going to need some clarity on this situation sooner rather than later, because it is a city divided.
Oh, my God. A 50-50, huh?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, we'll see what's going to happen. Hey, Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all your great work with the Bears with NBC Chicago?
Yeah, so follow me at NBC Sports Chicago, like you said, or the Under Center podcast with my wonderful host, Kenneth Davis, and my colleague, Josh Rock. And you can read all our stuff on NBCSportsChicago.com.
Hey, Alex, a pleasure. Look forward to chatting with you down the line. Let's talk again around the draft, okay?
Hey, sounds great. Thanks for having me, man. It was a fun show.
It's that time of year. Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni. We shift the focus from football to college hoops. Playing that system that's not a system, but sure plays like a system leading up to the tournament. We're looking for that value with the daily dimes. We look for the gross lines, getting us ready for the tournament where we're going to break down all the matchups and have an eye on some future plays too. This time of year, baby. Search Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.